Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's go live to Portugal now. Tim Tactics is with us. For almost a decade, Tim worked as an advisor within the covert governance sector in Europe, which aims to understand the missions and strategies of non-human intelligence on our planet and beyond. He has been involved in experiments with so-called exotic life forms, beings not from this planet, and for 10 years has worked on advanced technologies and secret projects. Tim, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, George. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Tell me a little bit about this work with this covert governance organization.
Yes, sure. So I'm coming from Europe. I've been working in traditional governance for almost 10 years. At these times, as you know, and all your listeners know, there are certain groups that are operating in the background, and certain projects that are so highly classified that they usually do not are not seen by many. So the recruitment process of that was took me over 4 years and brought me pretty much down the rabbit hole, to be honest. And since the Pentagon changed their policies, I'm now able to speak about some of this.
Are you convinced that beyond a shadow of a doubt, we are being visited?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We are. These programs and things that we've done, they are proof to that. The universe, we've never been alone. It's an unspoken secret, right? We've all been debating about that for so many years. And in the last couple of months, we see a lot of evidences and more people coming forward. And there's a reason for that.
And you're one of those. Why have you decided to do this?
I am one of those people who come forward. I'm not a whistleblower, which allows me to speak to you, George, not being in front of the Pentagon, the Congress, or any other institution. I'm not sanctioned to do so, but again, the policies changed, which comes from the fact that the planet itself is changing, and there is some urgency to bring out some of these information. And as you can see, and the viewers and audience have seen in the last couple of years, at least in the last 2 years, more and more information has come to the surface level, and we've been flooded with new revelations. whistleblowers, insiders, and I am one of those.
A few weeks ago, Tim, our government here at the United States stated that the UFOs may not be real and that there is no reversed engineering program going on. Two issues that I highly doubt from their end. What do you think?
I'm to be honest, quite disappointed about that. The reality is that these programs have been going on for various countries for over 70 years. Europe basically started that in the 1940s, 1930s. David Grush has talked about it. I myself have seen documents from these times. There are certain documents in the archives, and I'm quite disappointed that the disclosure currently seems to be like two steps ahead, one step back. But I guess from knowing how these very complex supranational levels work, I assume that it's there are certain portions who want to see certain stuff coming forward, and there are some that are more conservative.
How many different ET groups, Tim, may be visiting us on planet Earth?
Oh, the interesting thing is that I've talked to colleagues in the U.S. From the DIA, from the CIA, and it's fascinating to me because in the U.S. There's a different policy and everything has been very much compartmentalized, which means that things have been on such a high level of clearance and classification that information being spread to certain under departments and other groups, and then external companies on the more or less free market that were like building stuff back. And it's so compartmentalized that some of these people that I've talked to in the U.S., the CIA, DIA, some of these agents have talked to me, and they say they're convinced there's only seven. The reality seems the European side is a little differently structured, and also the U.S. side, if you dig further and deeper, is differently structured. The reality seems that we have files and evidences of thousands and thousands of different life forms, and possibly the universe is filled up with millions of them.
Well, with Tim Tactics, he's on social media, which is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Tim, why have you decided to go public?
Thanks for the question, George. The reality seems I've been working for almost 10 years in these programs, and it came to my understanding that the planet itself is going through a certain phase right now, which, you know, explained, and a lot of us notice that. We all see that certain stuff is happening. Chinese colleagues have recently stated that the Earth core has come to a stop and even reversed. We are talking about the solar activities increasing with high levels. And this all comes down to the fact that as we see day and night and summer and winter and so on, the planet itself is going through a cyclical development as well, which has been here for, which the last time that happened was like about 15,000 years ago. You know, the Bible talked about certain, you know, incidents,
yeah.
floods, right? And this cyclical phase is reoccurring, not with a flood, but it would bring a certain amount of turbulence. And I proposed a plan many years ago in my particular group in order to prepare the population. I was not able to actually bring that forward. At that time, there was not an open mind for that type of plan. And now things changed. Since 2019, the Pentagon has changed their policies and different other departments and different other allied forces, they've changed the policies around that. So I took the chance bring forward this information. And I'm also doing something quite beautiful with the community on social media and so on, which is influencing the reality field. And as you know, I know one of your stories that you on your radio show, you've successfully altered the direction of a windstorm once, right?
We've done that, yeah.
I know. That comes down to the fact that the universe is actually more of a mental process than a material independent process. So we all are connected to this reality field just as much as you and your audience could alter the weather and the tornado, the storm. We can actually dive into the reality field and with our minds change that. And something that I've proposed to was a very easy mantra which is all shift happily now. It's only four words, but it's meant to actually bring mental energy into this process.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tim, we're in solar 25 right now, and I had a guest last week who believes that the sun plays havoc with our mood and our consciousness. What do you think of that?
Beautiful. I mean, not the fact that it causes havoc, thank you for asking that question, George. So the sun actually, we are all under the impression that our consciousness is only within our own personality and only in within our own body. But the reality is that the universe, as the Latin word already says, universus, means that it's only one life form on different fractal levels of existence. That's something that we found out quite many, many years ago. So the sun itself is one of the deliverers of the primal birth giver of consciousness. We all get the information that feeds our consciousness from the sun. And that's the reason why, for example, these old civilizations, they all had the god of the sun in their memories, right?
They were obsessed with the sun, weren't they?
What's that?
They were obsessed with the sun.
Obsessed with the sun, yes. Even like today, when we want to indicate that someone has consciousness, higher consciousness, gurus, we have this halo around the head, right? We see that with Jesus and different other avatars, even in the Hindu mythologies and so on. So the reality is that the data that we get for our consciousness is being fed from the sun, and with the sun being the sun is not fixed. Many people might think that the Earth, which is, you know, we should know that by now, that the Earth is orbiting the sun. But interestingly enough, the sun is also orbiting something much bigger. And so we are influenced by the amount of data and the density of the data that comes in. And more sun activities means more consciousness.
Tell us about the operation that was done about 15,000 years ago, a harvest to save the planet. What happened?
So 15,000 years ago, and we find evidence everywhere, and different other people have looked into archaeology, proof of that. There are millions and millions of people, a whole civilization that has been lost. We do see the remainings of their structures. We do see these pyramids. We do see these temples. They have left certain engravings, certain symbols that as their last message. Then we have certain information coming from the Bible, the biblical texts, certain texts from the Chinese, from certain Asian countries. We also have information from the South Americas. And they all talked about this biblical flood. And we can see that in the soil of the earth, when we dig deep, we can see that 15,000 years ago, there was a magnetic shift. And as you can imagine, if you have like a ball surrounded by another ball, which is this planet that we're on, if the earth core starts rotating in the different direction, then the land masses and also the water masses will start to also be shaken. It creates a lot of turbulence. And that is the reason why all these texts speak about this biblical flood. The thing is, and we can actually prove that by the iron particles in the soil that have changed their direction, that the magnetic poles of this planet have changed. And you will find evidence for that because it has been released in normstream media quite recently, too, that this is going to happen again. Not with a flood, but at least these different influences on the magnetic and the energy field of the planet itself.
Tim, what can you tell us about the alien abduction phenomena? People disappearing off the planet, some being brought back. What's going on?
That's a strong jump, George. The alien abduction phenomena, we'd love to actually call that contact, because abduction seems to be, suggesting that it's a negative, thing that happens. It seems like most cases that we looked into, most of them, have made quite positive, experiences over time. It shakes people a little bit in the beginning, and after some years they all develop a certain type of consciousness that where they state that the contact scenario was positive for them. So the reality, again, we have very, very many different agendas and many different species and influences on this planet, so it's hard to speak generally. But yes, alien or ET contacts are a thing. It's true. We calculate that, for example, in North America alone, USA alone, we have probably 30 million people in the statistics that have been contacted by ETs once, which is a huge number.
Huge, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's a large, right? Large number, right?
30 million. It's huge.
It's huge. Reality seems there's something in the human brain that when something dramatic kicks in, that the human brain has a tendency to block that out, which is a trauma-based reaction coming from the human, from the structure of the human cortex. And most of the people who've been contacted or seen UFOs or had certain experiences probably think that it's just a dream or something that happened to them, and they over time they forget about it. But reality is, yes, there are contacts. It often has to do with the fact that certain ET species have sprinkled their DNA onto this planet as well. So there are millions on this planet, which we found out and through DNA testing and different other methods, who are actually related to ETs.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.